This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this edition of Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham. As always, we are very excited and delighted to share. For those who may be asking, what is Black Wall Street Today? We are your premier media hub for all things Black business, research and analytics, networking, and development. We're hosted by Black Brand, your regional Black Chamber of Commerce, laser focused on narrowing the wealth gap, making sure that you have access to the social capital, the knowledge capital, and the financial capital that you need in order to propel your career. I want to shout out Women Who Lead before we go any further. If you've had the pleasure of meeting someone who was connected with our Women Who Lead cohort from fall of 2023, you know how enthusiastic those women are about professional development. Women Who Lead is Black Brand's partnership with Norfolk State University to bring about a 12-week platform to ensure that women have access, not just to a grant upon successfully completing the program, but also to each other, the community that we watch these women form over the 12 weeks, making sure that they supported one another with transportation issues, with childcare issues, with printing issues, just the family that they became as they were navigating all of the various pieces that were part of the program to support them in their journey was truly incredible. And guess what? You have the same opportunity. If you're someone who's saying, I'm thinking about leaving Hampton Roads because there's no opportunity here, or I'd really like to get into leadership and I just can't do it, or I need to obtain a certification and I can't afford to pay for it, or I just need a community of women if I'm going to be able to take the next steps professionally, I want to invite you to check out Women Who Lead. In fact, this week we are hosting the very last info session for Women Who Lead right here on the campus of Norfolk State University. It's on Thursday night. Mark your calendar from 6 to 7:30. You can visit www.nsu.edu/WWL to register. You want to register for the info session. You want to be in place to learn more about how you can take advantage of this dynamic personal and professional development opportunity. And I'm excited today because we have a superstar in the building who loves to inspire and to encourage and to help women. That's none other than Shanice Macklin Collins. She's a visionary life coach who specializes in strategic development for women. With extensive corporate experience, she empowers professional women, helping them elevate their mindset, execute growth plans, and thrive with confidence. Oh my goodness. She is a driving force behind Shanice Collins Unlimited, a boutique life coaching firm that unleashes feminine superpowers in the workplace while fostering personal and professional growth. Shanice's purpose is to empower women to break through barriers, discover their authentic selves, and design lives aligned with their passions and values, leaving a positive impact for future generations. Join Shanice on a transformative journey toward next level success. She's on a personal journey to help women step into their zone of excellence so they can transform the world. Shanice is also a published author and speaker. Shanice, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So I got to ask this question. At some point on our journey, it's almost like everything changes, right? We're initially very much focused on, you know, the thing that we wanted to do. And then we become about empowering others. What was that transformation for you? Or was this the thing that you wanted to do when you grew up?
Definitely not what I wanted to do when I grew up. I will admit that I started out, you know, just really driven and focused on me. And the more I sat in the corporate world and saw the lack of development, especially for women of color, it led me to think, okay, if I had to fight this hard to get to here, let me tell them what I did to get to here. So mm-hmm. I started sharing my secrets. I started mentoring people. And then when I became a people leader, it was like, okay, I'm going to coach my employees, but I'll coach anybody you send my way. So when they would send somebody to me, I would coach them and tell them things, you know, try to do this. Stop the cookie cutter approach. You need to tailor your development to you. Not to what you see in the industry. Not to, they say I should. No, what do you want to focus on? And how best do you learn to focus in that area? So after coaching for my company I worked for, I figured why not start my own coaching business? And that's when I got a certification and started coaching on my own outside of the corporate world.
So what are some of those results that you are seeing with the women that you coach? This has become a passion of mine. Like you, I didn't know this was going to be a thing, you know? But again, that piece around empowering women. Women are so powerful. And to the degree that they are willing to be transformed, they will be transformed. So I'm just curious to know, what has you going right now that you're watching take place in the women that you serve?
The light. When you see the light come on, because they actually figured out, that's why I'm here. That's what I want to do. That is what I need to be working on. When you see that, you see the energy, you see their just tenacity to say, I don't care what happens. I might take 10 years to get there, but I'm going to get there. And they don't give up that drive. So when I see that, then I know we've hit the mark. And then it's just like, there's no stopping them from there.
When you said that, Shanice, I thought about how when that light turns on, it has a way of dimming some of the other things. I've seen women break free of very powerful addiction as a result of that light turning on, walking away from things that could have killed them because all of a sudden they knew why they were here. That's so important that light actually gets turned on. So I used to think, everybody's in the women empowerment space. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's doing that. But now I'm like, no. If you're in that space, thank you. Yes. Because the more people like you and the more people you're able to reach, the better the entire community.
Absolutely. And then let's face it. My name is Shanice Shines.
You got so come right on, bring there. The light. Wow. So where are you going with the company? Let's talk about kind of your vision for the future of your company.
I would definitely like to start working with corporations.
Okay.
Small, medium, large, whoever is looking to further develop the women in their company. Sometimes they just need that outside approach, or they need to feel that it's someone who's going to give them from experience. Sometimes they need to see people who look like them giving them the information, because that then tells them, I really can do this, because if she did it, I can do it. And the other part of it is development internally in companies, that budget shrinks a lot. So when you want to be developed, you really have to put together the whole with them. What's in it for me, but what's in it for the organization? If you send me to this training, if you let me get this certification, if you allow me to mentor with this person or coach with that person. So it has to be that win-win. And I feel that we're lacking in that space these days. Corporations are not doing the internal classes and training like they used to. So they are pulling from the outside. Okay. But I think they're missing some of the smaller people, smaller businesses like myself, who can bring a tailored approach and something that will definitely change the needle.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode. You're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
Yeah, we got to figure out how we get you plugged in. So let's talk about kind of three things that I've seen be really, really important for anybody looking to excel, looking to get into leadership. I want to talk about certification. I want to talk about credentialing, and I want to talk about sponsorship. Mm. How is it that you are positioning women to take advantage of those kinds of resources and opportunities? What's that thing that they might be missing as it relates to those three things?
Well, I have 3 degrees, so I believe in credentials. Okay. I believe in education. But I also understand that there are tons of people who don't have degrees but have extensive experience. Yeah. And if they know how to tell that story properly, then the person's not going to look for that degree. I also know that certifications are easier to get. They cost less money, and it's a shorter time investment. So if you're trying to get that certification just to get yourself maybe your feet wet in that particular area, then that's a good place to start if you're not ready to go all in a 4-year program or something of that nature.
Sure.
But sponsorship is huge, and it's highly underutilized. If you don't show up, then no one knows who you are. They don't know what you want. They don't know what you can do. So they're not going to sponsor you. Mm. You have to show up for yourself and show up the way you want to be received.
Sure.
The more you do that, the more your name will be in rooms that you're not in. And eventually you'll get invited into those rooms. But no one's going to come and find you in your cubicle.
Whoa.
No one is going to pass you in the hallway. They're not going
to
do it.
No one is coming to find you in your cubicle.
They're not. No one's coming. They're not going to do a drive-by. It's just not going to happen. You have to show up, and you have to show up consistently, regularly, and you have to just be all you can be. Like, it has to be on. So you walk in a building, it's on. When you leave, you can turn it off. But when you are there, be all in.
All in. And so let's kind of define sponsorship. What, because I think about sponsorship in the nonprofit context, right? But what is a sponsor? What is it exactly?
So a sponsor is that person who speaks on your behalf when you're not in a room. So let's say the vice presidents or the directors are talking about, oh, maybe we should promote this person, or this person might be a good fit for that job. Potentially, this one is a good one to lead this high-profile project. You want somebody to be saying your name in those spaces, and that's the sponsor. That's the person who's talking on your behalf. You haven't asked them to do so. They see something in you because you are showing up on a regular, and then they're willing to put their reputation and their kind of signature on, you know, I'll vouch for this person. So that's what a sponsor is.
So a sponsor is not somebody that you approach and ask them, will they sponsor you? A sponsor is someone who sees that you're showing up consistently, that makes a decision to speak for you.
Yes.
Based on what they saw.
Yes.
Not based on what you said.
Correct.
Come on, somebody. I was all confused. Okay. All right. So what else? What else do folks need to be doing? You know, I think about this terminology of showing up, you know, it kind of requires that we're confident already, that we're clear that we have some level of value. Like, how do I go from imposter syndrome, you know, heart palpitation, whenever I open my mouth, to now showing up with ease in an environment where nobody really knows me?
It takes practice. It is not an overnight thing. You are sitting here with a person who is absolutely terrified of public speaking.
Oh, no.
Oh, I would not go and present in front of a room. I don't care if it was 5 people or 50 people. I was not your girl. I prepared the decks and would give them to my senior leader, and you present it.
Right.
But I'm not going in there. And I was stuck one time. He was on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I sent the deck like they could read it, you know? Mm-mm. They said, you have to come upstairs and present. I thought about getting my purse and going to my car and going home.
Wow.
And I thought I was going to lose my job that day. I mean, I was sweating. I just knew I was shaking the entire time that I presented. I looked everywhere but at anyone in the room.
Mm.
I pretty much read the slides, the thing that you don't do.
Mm.
But it was like, you know, I can't do this. I can't believe this is happening. And when it was over, as scared as I was, About an hour later, I approached one of the people who was in the room, who's a VP, and said, how bad did I do?
Right.
And she said, well, it was obvious that you're nervous, but you knew what you were talking about. She said, you just need to do it more often.
Yeah.
And then you'll get past that. And I was like, oh, so they're not going to fire me because I just knew that was going to be the end of all.
Right?
And when my leader came back, my director came back and he heard about it. And he said, well, if you want to work on it, then let me know. Part of me was like, no, I don't want to work
on
it. I'm good. But the other part of it was I saw right then and there. They saw me. Mm. I was visible for that moment. Mm-hmm. However small the moment was, they saw me. So I started practicing. Mm-hmm. And I would record myself and just tear it to pieces. Mm. I would practice with, you know, dolls, stuffed animals, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I would ask, big thing, ask, can I lead this meeting? I started volunteering.
Wow.
So team meetings, you know, certain little things, I started small. And that's what I kept doing, just practice, practice, practice. And then it evolved into now, for the last 4 years, I've been teaching public speaking at my church.
Wow.
But this is the girl who thought she was going to just slide in the crack and die because I had to speak in public.
You and I have a similar story. And if you've just tuned in, thanks so much for tuning in to Black Wall Street today. We're having a great conversation with Shanice Macklin Collins. We're talking about, what it means to lead, what it means to step out of your comfort zone. We're talking specifically about the critical role that women can play in an environment, in an organization, when they elect to do so. And I think you just brought up a really, really good point, which is the moment where I have to do it and how that can start that transformation process, you know, because we may have run from some of those moments, right?
If
we look back, we can think about times where we kind of, where we shrank back, right? Like, oh, I'm not going to do it. So somebody else better do it. But that moment where we decide that, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it, despite the discomfort, despite the dis-ease of it, you know, that's huge. And then saying, okay, all right, it wasn't 1,000%, but I can work toward it, right? I can improve. And wow, look at you now. I can do this. Not only can I do this, I can teach this. That is so awesome. I have a similar story. People ask me all the time, oh, you're jack of all trades. I'm like, if you only knew, I never would have signed up for this.
Pull back the curtain.
If I had known that I'd be doing this, I never would have even signed up for this. Because this was not the thing that I was setting out to do. So huge. Okay. All right. So getting a bit more into the corporate space, really showing up as a partner is what's on your trajectory.
Absolutely.
Tell us about the speaking that you're doing and the book that you've written.
I have a book called Shattered. Well, let me start from the beginning. I wrote a book, Resilient on Purpose, years ago.
Okay.
And that was therapeutic. Since then, I've learned too much about authoring, and it took me a long time to get to this point now with Shattered Silence, Breaking Barriers, Becoming Vocal, Visible, and Victorious in Life. We have to stop being quiet as women. We have to stop. There is so much that we could do in this world if we would just get used to our own voices and share our experiences. We have to be visible. Our young women, they need us. They don't need what they see in these videos. They need the polished lady. They need the woman who can actually articulate a full paragraph.
Yes.
You know, they need the woman who is proud of
and
her
our
appearance.
Men need us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Men, children, they all need us to be. Yeah.
So they need that person who is proud of her appearance, and everything that she has on could have come from Ross. It's not about designer things.
Right.
It's
right.
about you showing up professionally, polished, whatever it is that space you own it. And now is the time to own it, because if you don't, we're going to continue to be the lost, the left, the least.
Yeah. Shanice, what would you say is the value of networking for women? Outside of one's corporation or job, what's the value there? And I ask that question specifically because it's also uncomfortable.
Yeah, very.
But what's the value there?
Well, contrary to popular belief, women do get along. Mm. And we do like each other.
Okay.
So it's not a competition when we're networking. We're actually looking for who's got that thing that I don't have. Maybe we can collaborate on something. So it's important to network because it's helping you in the areas where you have, I hate to use the word weaknesses, you have some limitations. And that's not your jam, but you can help them with X and they can help you with Y. And then y'all can just bring Z to the forefront. Huge, because you networked, you partnered, you collaborated. So networking is about finding people who have the same drive and determination, but we all are bringing different skill sets to the table, and we're trying to see how we package all of that together to really impact a whole group of people outside of ourselves.
That does make it significantly less intimidating when the focus is on what we can build, right? As opposed to, oh, here's my card, here's what I do. Like, no, let's shift that a bit. Let's think about who we are in the context of a larger collective, right? I love that.
Yeah.
I'm encouraging folks, and really I'm encouraging myself in 2024 to do more networking.
Yes.
Because I can hide behind a desk very well. I can get it done from right here. But to get out and find new networks.
And, you know, we're in the digital age. So that can be the virtual coffee talk. You can have 15 minutes with somebody that you've never met.
Yes.
And you'd be surprised at how much you get out of them 15 minutes in a virtual Zoom session.
So what's your follow-up strategy? We just attended a networking event. I met 22 new people. I brought my cards home. What's your strategy after that?
Send a quick note, maybe a week later, and say, hey, we met at XYZ.
Wow, okay.
And we talked about maybe a little snippet of that, or I mentioned that I was going to, or you shared, you know, when can we partner on this, or when can we talk about this more? Hope to hear from you soon.
And that's where the fortune is, right?
Follow up.
Who remembers to get that follow-up email done? You know, I was thinking, of course, end of the year, lots of get-togethers. And I said, I'm going to be strategic about this. If I'm going to show up to these events and not be with my family, I'm going to do my due diligence, right? I was taking photos of my cards. I had my assistant. I said, look, I need to set up meetings with all of these people for the first 2 weeks of January. But I agree with you. You know, that's what has to happen, right?
Yep.
No?
No, that's it.
Give me three things that an emerging leader needs to consider for 2024. These would be just little bullets, you know, little things you've learned along your journey, areas that you've had to sharpen, you know.
Key is to know your value.
Know your value.
Have a strategy. And then execute the plan.
Know your value. Have a strategy and execute your plan. Is knowing your value the same as being able to articulate the value?
It's close, but it starts inside. You have to really know what you stand for, what you're passionate about, what are your non-negotiable things.
Yeah.
Before you can really talk about them. And if you're not clear on them, then you're probably sending mixed messages every time you talk to someone.
Hmm. That's huge. I was in a meeting just this morning with a really, really high level leader. And I was trying to extract what our thing was, you know, what that collaboration really could be. And I was taking notes and I was saying things. And I noticed that, you know, she was taking notes too. It's like she was having these aha moments about her own value in the light of what our collaboration could be, right? And so I get it. You know, we've got to be clear on what we're bringing, you know. What would you say? Okay, I got one more question. I love this. The value of the third party introduction. I kind of thrive on like, oh yeah, let me make this introduction for you.
That's huge.
Yeah,
it is huge. And it's all part of that networking too.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't meet people and they don't have an inkling, oh, I know somebody who can help you in this area. So mm-hmm. those third-party introductions are critical and priceless. Yeah. You know, sometimes some of the best deals come from a third-party introduction because I never would have known this person. But now because of you and the introduction, we got something going.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I try to make them for others, and I'll ask others, hey, could you please just set up an email introduction? I really need to meet this person, you know.
And I've done that, even at work, where someone says they want to work in this particular area. And I say, hey, I know director over there. Would you like to meet them? I'll set it up and meet, you know, and they're like, oh, you'll do that?
Right?
Yeah. If you're going to follow through, I will do that. So I've done that.
What do you say about LinkedIn? Are you using LinkedIn?
I've used LinkedIn more since October than I probably have in years.
It's a cool platform.
It is.
And I noticed they're really expanding.
They are.
The ways in which we can become thought leaders,
yes.
right? And really get that credibility. What are some of the cool things that you're noticing that you've tapped into?
I like the fact that you can collaborate in different conversations that people have started, and you
yes.
can give your point of view. I like being able to answer some questions from my perspective or my experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also nice to see some of the video elements that are coming and the live that mm-hmm. you see now on LinkedIn that wasn't there before.
Yeah. Yeah. I encourage anybody, get on LinkedIn, figure it out. You know, maybe you want to study a few profiles before you create yours. You know, figure it out. Use AI a little bit mm-hmm. if you need to help you kind of polish what that presentation is. But folks that want to connect with you,
right.
they're likely on LinkedIn.
And it's not a picture of you and your kids and your animal, your dearest animal. It is, you know, the professional setting.
Headshot.
So it
yeah.
should be just you in that picture and not, preferably not in the bathroom.
Right.
I don't know. These bathroom selfies, I don't.
Maybe we want to get a nice headshot, you know, let somebody take our photo at the least. I agree with you. You know, for LinkedIn, it's a different environment.
Yes.
You know, think about your next opportunity. That's
yes.
why we're on LinkedIn. That's the whole purpose of it. And so showcase that side of you. Was that what you're saying, Shanice?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Be mindful. I love that. This has been really fun. What do you want to share in closing? How can people connect with you that might be saying, I really need a one-on-one coach? I think everybody kind of needs a coach.
Yeah, we do. As a coach, I have coaches. So.
Yeah. Somebody's got to be able to look at us and tell us, okay, here's, you know.
Yes.
So how can folks connect with you, Shanice?
My website is ShaniceCollinsUnlimited.com, and I am on Instagram at iam.ShaniceMCollins.com.
And that's Shanice, as in shines
with
an E on the end.
That's it.
ShaniceE.
M.
Collins.
At the M. M. Collins.
Oops. Shanice M. Collins. ShaniceE. M. Collins.
Yeah.
.com. I love that. And I would also say, you know, maybe you're somebody who's saying, I'd love to work with a professional coach. I don't know that I have that capacity. I encourage you to come out to the info session for women who lead. You can get some good professional development. And Shanice doesn't know this yet, but she's going to be a part of Women Who Lead. We're going to have her in talking about some things. You have an opportunity to meet Shanice, but you also have an opportunity to engage with other women who are going through a process. Again, that's this Thursday. You can register by visiting www.nsu.edu/WWL. I want to thank you for being the best part of Black Wall Street today. We loved having you here.
Thank you. This is great.
I know, right? We can share information.
Yes.
And look, nobody has to see our faces. So we're still hiding a little bit. We can get things done.
But we still cute.
And we cute. Kind of. We had it together this morning, despite the temperature. Hey, and thank you for tuning in to Black Wall Street today, where we're building minds, we're building connections, and we're forging the path ahead toward business success in the Black community. We'll talk next week.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's PositiveVibesConsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black Wall Street. When I